This is the Donald Nation Radio Podcast, where we always give you exclusive interviews with your favorite artists and new music premieres. My name is Romeo, and today we're speaking with a very special guest, Megan Choppa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
So you got the brand new album that's dropping this weekend, correct?
Yes, it actually drops today, Sueños Inquebrantables.
Now, tell me about the album title. How'd you come up with that?
Well, basically, the reason why we came up with this album, the first album was called Mi Diario. It kind of gave a little story. Every song kind of related to me in some way or another. And this one, the reason why we called it Sueños Inquebrantables was it's been a hard journey to get to where we're at today, you know. And basically it was to remind myself, do not give up, that there's a future ahead for me. This industry, like you know, especially for a female artist, is very hard.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like just a reminder to myself that, you know, there are unbreakable dreams, and this is one of them. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep putting out songs, and hopefully they can relate to women and men as well, and keep us going.
Now, speaking of dreams, what are your dreams of getting a nomination for the Donna Music Awards?
Oh, wow. Yes, I was nominated for Best New Female Artist this year, and I was super excited. You know, that was something that, since I was a little girl, I would always see it back then. You know, they used to air it live on TV and things like that. And I would always watch it. I was like, you know, one day I'm going to be there. One day I'm going to be nominated. Or it was just a blessing just to be nominated. I did not win, but Destiny Navida did. And I congratulated her. She definitely deserved the award and everything. And it was a blessing, like I said, just to be nominated this year.
All right, well, let's talk about a little bit about your brief history. So people who may not have known Megan Choppa yet, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I started singing at the age of 7 years old. My very first song I ever sang to, which was from my favorite artist ever, was Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And it was I Will Always Love You. So that was my very first song whenever The Bodyguard came out.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, I got into Selena. That was my next artist. I kind of started singing at contests and things like that. And then once I turned 15, I got my first own band. It was called Megan y Velocidad at the time. I had been with them for almost 10 years up until I made Mi Diario. And then, of course, we created a whole new band to continue my musical journey, and it's been exciting since then. So,
yeah, you're now with Masmorta Records. Tell me how you teamed up with the guys over there.
It's kind of a crazy story. So basically, I had messaged Richard on Facebook. Mariano Herrera is a real good friend of mine. He's also a songwriter for A.I.O.Y.O. on my first album.
Mm-hmm.
He told me, hey, you know, go ahead, and I wanted to record my album. We already had all songs ready to go. I just wanted to record, basically, and I wanted to know if Richard would possibly do it, but Richard was busy scheduled with Signal and everything. I didn't think he would. So anyways, I messaged him on Facebook, and he was like super, super, you know, really cool. He was like, hey, I'm in Mexico right now. I'll call you back once I get back into the States or whatever. I was like, okay, cool. So he called me, and he said, yeah, sure, let's meet up. So we met up like in October of 2014. He's like, let's meet up and we'll go ahead and start kind of getting some ideas. I want to hear your songs or whatever. So basically he heard everything and he asked me, would you mind if I just kind of change up everything? And I was like, sure. He's like, and can I add one of my songs? He'd let me hear the song, which was La Otra, that he wrote. And I fell in love with it, like, automatically. And anyways, so we ended up changing the whole album. I mean, literally every song, he broke it up and made it, oh my God, like 100 times better, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
from what it originally was going to be. And they had no intentions of starting Masmorta Records. But at the time, I'm a new artist. I'm a female artist at that. It's very hard to get picked up by a record label these days.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? How about you sign under us? How about we make Masmorta Records? And it has always been a dream of Richard and Bones, Roland, Saavedra.
Mm-hmm.
It has always been a dream to make a record label. They just didn't know how soon it was going to be. And they were literally just supposed to record my album, and that was it. But it ended up being more than that. We really gelled together and got close to each other. They, like, wanted to do more for me. And so they said, you know what? Let's sign you under Masmorta Records, and, you know, let's see where it takes us from there. And that's basically how Masmorta Records started. It was because of my album, you know, Mi Diario. Before that, there was no Masmorta Records.
Wow.
So it was a really, really exciting story, and kind of the reason why Richard was able to kind of fulfill his dream of actually opening up the record label as well.
Wow.
We kind of filled each other's dreams.
Yeah, I like that. Both of you got your dreams going, and I like that coming together and make it a huge thing for both of you.
And it's going good so far.
And since then, they now have a couple more artists in there, including Ben Ozuna, and then Wences Roma was there, but now he signed to...
Wences Roma with Remix. So we're super excited for him. When he got that offer, we couldn't be nothing but excited for him. You know, it was a big deal, and it's a big label as well. That's also who Grupo Signo is with.
Yeah.
So, you know, right now it's me and myself and Ben Ozuna. That's with Masmoto Records. And Ben Ozuna also, he's take my hat off to him. So he's awesome.
Yeah, he's doing some great things too. We were talking with Megan Ciampa, her sophomore album dropping today. Now, earlier you talked about Whitney Houston and Selena. What other musical influence do you have in your music?
Wow, I had a lot. I love all kinds of genres. Mainly, if it was a Tejano category, the ones I looked up to a lot when I was younger were Selena, Elida, Alicia Verial, and Leti Guval. She was awesome when she used to perform back then. And Alicia, I hear, well, now she's back. She came back, so... Mm-hmm. I was really excited to hear that news because I was a real, real, real big fan of hers. I performed her songs all the time when I was younger. And then, of course, I had your male artists, of course, Marco Antonio Solis and things like that. I was, like I said, I've been a lover of all kinds of music. So
you put all that together and get your style of music and your brand new album.
Yeah, so basically, you know, my style is a little bit different. You know, it's a little different from your... straight Tejano, of course. I wanted to still keep the Tejano feel to it, but add a little bit of the Norteño, which is what Richard also wanted to do. And he knows that Alicia was, she's always been one of my, Limite, Grupo Limite was one of my favorite groups, you know? And he's like, what would you, you know, feel about kind of making your style somewhat that? And I was like, super excited about it. And that's why we did make Mediario that way. And this album is a little bit more progressive in that route. So that's basically how we kind of came up with our style of music. It's a little bit different from whatever other females are doing right now, but it's what I love to do, and it's what I feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you got the brand new album. How many songs on this album?
Ten songs, sorry.
And any one of the songs in there have like a special meaning to you that you, when you were recording it, it feels very special?
Oh, wow. All of them are so close to the heart, but there's one in particular that I enjoyed recording it because it really hits close to home. It's in Encarcelada en Ti. That one is written by Isaac Rodriguez. That one is just, if you hear the lyrics and everything, you'll really know. It's going to relate to a lot of people, I think. It really hit me in the heart when I was singing that song. It's hard not to get emotional when I sing that song for some reason. So even in the studio, I got to kind of hold myself together.
Oh, wow. All right, so you've got...
Yeah, it's really, really.
So you got the album out, and so where do you see yourself for maybe 5 to 10 years?
Oh, wow. Well, hopefully, I'm hoping to keep this journey going strong, and we have a lot to do. This is just the beginning still. This is my sophomore album, of course, but it's still the beginning of Megan Ciampa. We are pushing to go forward, and like you know, it's very hard for a female in this industry, especially a new female artist at that. To kind of make a name for yourself. And I just want to continue making music that can relate to people. I really give my kudos to all the other female artists out there right now doing their thing as well, because it is not an easy industry. And I, for one, have always supported all female artists. I'm not in it for the competition. I've never been in it for the competition. I've always wanted to do my own thing, you know, and create my own style, and hoping that people would grab onto it and gravitate towards us, you know?
Yeah.
I think the future, what it holds for me, is creating more, even better music in the future. And hopefully one day, maybe a Premio Juventud or a Latin Grammy Award.
Yeah.
That's, I really would love to go into the international music eventually, you know, later in the years. That is a big dream of mine. It's always been a dream of mine. But Norteño has always had my heart, and that's kind of where we're at right now. And I'm going to push as much as I can to get through this.
Who would be like your dream collaboration to do a song with?
Oh, wow. There's a lot. Would it be international?
Any genre. Yeah, go ahead. Make the biggest dream out there. Who would you like to be on a record with?
Oh, wow. Truthfully, I love Laura Pausini's voice. Oh my God. She's actually, we did a cover song, or their single out right now is Vivimix. And it's from Laura Pausini. That would be a dream come true as in a female artist. But I think if I were to collaborate with a Tejano artist, of course it would be Elida, because I've always looked up to her and Alicia. So Elida and Alicia would be like a dream come true to be able to do a song with them and kind of create something that's kind of unforgettable.
I like that right there. That would be great hearing both of you and Elida or Alicia on a song.
Or Alicia, yeah. It's kind of hard to pick because there's so many.
Yeah. So, of course, you're on social media. I saw your Facebook Live listening party last night. So how can people get a hold of you on your social media?
You can look me up under my personal page or my fan page. It's under Megan Chapa Official. And everything else is also under Megan Chapa Official on Instagram and Twitter. You can also stay tuned with me also through Mazmora Record page, also on Facebook and Instagram. They'll be posting more dates to come. We are going to be releasing iTunes, Google Play, the digital downloads will be available January 15th. So just wanted to put that out there for everyone that's interested in buying the digital downloads. And the physical copies, though, you can still get those at mazmoramusic.com. We're super excited about this album. We're hoping everyone can purchase it and, you know, fall in love with it as much as we did.
There you go. Definitely go get it. Mazmoramusic.com. Get the brand new album right there from Megan Chapa. All right, Megan, real quick, any message to your fans?
Yes, I want to thank everyone who has been very supportive of me from the beginning of, you know, from Mediario and before then. It's because of them that I keep pushing forward. I have a goal to reach, and I'm nowhere near my goal right now, and I'm going to keep pushing till I get there. And it's because of everyone that has been supporting me that keeps me strong and going.
All right, there you go. We wish you the best of luck, and you got this brand new single off the new album. It's called Viva Man. Tell me a little bit more about it.
Okay, well, Viva Man basically is a cover song from Laura Pausini. I've always loved this song. When it first came out, I remember listening to the song, and God, I fell in love with her vocal range and everything, and I was kind of scared to do this song, actually. But I was in the car with Richard one day that we were kind of like deciding what songs to record. We were going through songwriters and listening to their songs and stuff. And we were on our way to the store, and I had my iTunes on, right? Viva Man was on there. I was like, man, I love this song. One day I'm going to do it. I'm going to remake it, right? I was just kind of playing around.
Uh-huh.
And he says, he would just kind of stay quiet, and he listened. He was like, yeah, you are. And I was like, huh? Like, whatever, you know what I mean? He was really for real, and I didn't think he was. So whenever we started choosing all the songs, he also chose Viva Me. He's like, okay, remember when you were in the car that day? He said that you would like to redo it. He's like, well, we're going to redo it. I was like, what? I was kind of scared. I didn't want to at first. I told him no. It is hard to cover a lot of Pausini songs.
Yeah.
You know, she has tremendous vocal ranges, and I kind of doubted myself a little. So I was super excited. Once he told me that, I was like kind of excited and nervous. And so there we went. He made it into a cumbia, and God, it came out great. And we had Nicholas Rodriguez from Elida Reina.
Mm-hmm.
He did the strings on the song for us in the album, so for the keyboards and everything. So it turned out super awesome, and I'm super excited for everyone to hear this song.
All right, Megan, go ahead and introduce the brand new song.
Here's Viva Man on Tejano Nation Radio.
Necesito más de nada ahora que me iluminó tu amor inmenso fuera y dentro. Créeme esta vez, créeme porque créeme y verás, no acabará más. Tengo deseo escrito en alto que vuela ya. Mi pensamiento no depende de mi cuerpo. Créeme esta vez, créeme porque me haría daño ahora. Lo sé. Hay gran espacio y tuyo, cielo abierto que ya no se cierra los dos. dentro de mí, que cubre mis paredes blancas y cansadas. Créeme esta vez, créeme, porque me haría daño ahora y otra. Sentido y siento lo que llevo dentro.